mouth. It says enemies, which would be the guys that were whipping him, or the Jews that were people who said he was just a man and not a God. Not God. If you side with his enemies, then you'll end up where his enemies go. His enemies.
So what nation are you?
I'm a Bible believer, and I go to a Baptist church.
Yeah.
Here?
Huh?
Here?
Yeah.
My daddy is a preacher, and I think you need to read your Bible.
Yeah.
So,
it's only six of one, half a dozen of another, you know?
Yeah. So the issue.
Tough subject. It's a very tough subject.
Well, who is Jesus? The Bible says he's God. He said he was God.
I believe he was the Son of God.
Well, that's what he said about himself, except that he received worship when he said only God should receive worship. So he received worship as if he were God now.
Well, if you look at what society was doing when Jesus was sent, a firstborn son was the most meaningful thing in any family. Right? Am I right about that? Because God has sent his firstborn son,
right,
was a sign that time and era and the sociological makeup and the culture of that, the world that time. I'm sending you the most valuable thing I could. The thing that you would punch your daughter in the face to make sure your firstborn son didn't get hit by a rock. You know what I mean? That was the way society worked then. God sent his firstborn son for a reason, to make a statement.
Well, let me show you a Bible verse. See, this is the first thing is the verse is up on the screen there. He says, no man, I'm going to ad-lib this, no man's ascended up to heaven. This is Jesus talking.
Right.
But he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man who is in heaven.
Right.
So Jesus was saying, while he was standing there talking to people, that he was in heaven at the same time while he was talking.
I don't get it.
Well, what are you trying to preach?
Well, listen, you'll hear. I'm trying to show you that the Bible.
What kind of Bible is this?
This is a King James
King
Bible.
James verse.
That's the only book God uses. Now, see, he says, no man hath ascended up to heaven. So see, none of these guys, nobody, none of us, has ever ascended. We've not ascended. I mean, we might have been going up and caught up in a rocket, but that's not what ascended means.
What?
On your own power, it means you've ascended.
Right.
Are y'all friends?
No.
Okay.
Never
he
about,
was.
What about the
he was in. He was in this right. conversation. You've got to wait your turn. Okay. Now here he said, no man is ascended up to heaven, but he's pointing himself that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. He claimed omnipresence. Omnipresence means he's in more than one place at a time.
God.
Only God can do that.
And I'm not doubting that.
Okay, now
but
look.
But that in and of itself does not mean that God was Jesus.
Well, he said he was omnipresent.
God was the Son of Jesus.
So Jesus was the Son of God.
I used to be a youth director. Yeah.
All right, now look at this.
He's trying to say that God was Jesus, and that Jesus was on earth.
God was not. God was not Jesus.
You were right about saying that meant that God was omnipresent. God was here and there.
But Jesus was saying that.
That doesn't mean that.
All right. Okay. Look at this one now.
Okay.
Unto us a child is born. Who are we talking about? Unto us a son is given. Who are we talking about?
Jesus.
And the government shall be on his shoulders. And his name shall be called Wonderful. Who are we talking about?
Jesus.
Counselor. Who are we talking about?
Probably still Jesus.
The Mighty God. Who are we talking about? The Everlasting Father. Who are we talking about? Come on now. Did we suddenly switch?
I'm not really sure.
We're talking about
gospel.
Jesus. The gospel. The book of Isaiah.
Yeah.
The prophet. The prophet said that the Messiah...
The Gospel of Thomas, 77b. Read that.
That's how we grounded that situation.